first of all, congratulations on meeting the match and being the first project funded. What interested you about the Public Spaces Community Places program and made you decide to be the first project of the new initiative?
Well, I mean, we're doing a lot of placemaking type work in Midtown, and we had an ongoing program that we started a couple of years ago trying to figure out ways to improve all these alleyways that typically are next to major new redevelopment projects that we're involved in, and it was sort of a problem we had to solve. And we're always looking for dollars for these infrastructure projects that tend to be challenging to find resources for, and that's when we found out about the program. We thought it was a perfect fit for an organization like ours who is, you know, trying to expand this particular initiative that we think is so important in the neighborhood.
Right. So explain the project, the Green Alley there in Midtown.
Yeah, so we've done one that's been completed. We have one under construction, and this, the one we were doing the partnership with MEDC for, was actually a third one, and it is one that's going to be adjacent to a new restaurant called Selden Standard that's opening up in the late fall, early winter. And we're doing, you know, just an attractive, beautiful treatment with, you know, native landscaping and lots of stormwater retention and different kinds of sustainable lighting features and different kinds of artisan-made components, and just something that will be lovely for strolling, sitting. I mean, it will still be a service alley for service vehicles, but, you know, it'll be, we think, a new pedestrian way. It'll connect to a park that we're redoing and to some other commercial spaces actually along the alley that are being planned, as well as new commercial businesses. So,
So having gone through the process, what would you tell other communities who are considering applying for this program, especially the crowdfunding component?
Well, I think you need to be, as an organization, you need to be really thinking through your plan for really pushing it out and really connecting with a lot of your base. So we were, you know, we benefited from having people who ordinarily wouldn't necessarily be giving money to our organization, but then we also benefited from a lot of people who we do business with who just wanted to have a way to support our efforts here in the neighborhood.
What kind of impact do you think this program can have long term when it comes to placemaking in communities?
I think it's another really strong tool in the toolbox. I mean, there isn't a lot of dedicated funding for this, so I think any kinds of, and, you know, this is a very easy, sort of easy program to become engaged with because it's not a huge amount of bureaucracy, and, you know, I mean, you have to put a campaign together, but it's working with MEDC on this has been a very, you know, seamless kind of process.